All right. As I have specified in my post, this is basically just me trying to get an idea as to what complete strangers think of my voice, because over the past few years I've been getting very, very mixed responses, and ultimately it doesn't really matter, I guess, because I can get through life even if I have a shitty voice, but I don't really know where else to ask, so fuck it. I'm just gonna answer a couple of the questions that were proposed in the paste bin. And hey, maybe I'll get a reply or two. So tell us a little or as much as you would like about you. Age, nationality, random hobbies, your job, still in school, perhaps pick a name for yourself, here or wait for someone to give you one if you prefer. So basically, I'm 26. I work as a backend engineer for a software company. As you can probably, hopefully not, but probably tell by my accent, I am German. I am taking piano classes currently, which was always a lifelong dream of mine, and I'm very glad that I am now in a position where I can pursue that. I care about marine biology and marine conservation because I find, I find marine wildlife kind of funny, makes me happy, so I obviously want to preserve it. I also find geology very interesting. I like Japanese monster movies, all the Godzilla shit and whatnot. And in terms of names, I don't really have a name. Well, I do, but like nothing that I would post on 4chan.org/soch. So there's that. What made you decide to start recording, and what keeps you coming back with more recordings? Pretty much answered that already, I guess. I just want to get an unbiased idea as to what my voice sounds like to complete strangers, especially considering my accent, because obviously in my native language I sound a lot different, but I'm also hoping for some kind of tips as to how I can maybe improve my speech pattern, my cadence, my pronunciation in a lot of things. If I get anything like that out of this, then even better. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing, or is your usual thing? Which do you enjoy more? Singing, pillow talk, challenges, fapping, etc. Well, I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to post here again, to be honest. But if I'd be down for anything, it would probably not be anything too lewd or naughty. Not like I'm a prude, but I don't really want my voice out there reading anyone's smut. No offense to anyone, obviously, but it's just not really my kind of thing, I think. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you in the people you are interested in? I would definitely value a nice haircut in a girl. I also value a cute face, but most importantly, she has to be aligning with my humor. She is ideally smart / clever and has passions that go beyond media consumption shit. And she should also be self-aware. And I know all of this is a combo that's pretty much one in a million, but I'm not really willing to settle. So if I die alone, then God willing, so be it. What do you think is your most attractive quality? Well, I'm a very passionate person, which can has its drawbacks, of course, because it also makes me a very hot-headed person in some situations, while at the same time I'm usually ride or die for people that I care about. And while my circle of contacts, I guess, is rather small, I would travel across the globe if anyone needed me that I cared about. I guess that comes with having a lot of care to spare, to put it that way, maybe. Do you have a favorite book, movie, song? Pick one. Tell us about it. let me think. I am very passionate about the Malazan Book of the Fallen series. It's a bit of an underrated fantasy slop book series that doesn't get as much recognition as it should because it's a bit of a hard read. But the author is a guy with a background in archaeology and anthropology, which definitely shows because he's very good at world building and kind of creating this epic scope that seems very believable in the context of these books, which is something that I very much value about it and makes the whole setting a lot more grounded than it should be, considering some of the aspects that are prevalent in these books. Tell us your idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect date. Well, in terms of a date, maybe grabbing a coffee somewhere, walking across the shoreline somewhere, because I'm a big fan of the ocean, and just talking about our lives, dreams, ambitions, everything like that. I'm a pretty simple person, you know. I'm happy just like talking to a person that I like, and I'm good to go. So yeah, I guess that would be my perfect date. What are five things you want to do before you die? I want to fly a plane. I wanna, obviously, I wrote those down because otherwise I would be stuck here for half an hour. I wanna fly a plane. I wanna write a book. Doesn't matter if it's fiction or nonfiction. I wanna make significant contribution to marine conservation. I wanna move out of the shit country. And I do want to get married and maybe have a kid, if we are both on board with that, of course. Question 9, if you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? I would buy precious metals and never leave my house ever again. And maybe, maybe actually take like 10% off of that and just like buy my friends something really nice. But also I would just like not tell anyone ever about that. So there's that. What would be a relationship deal breaker for you? Well, classics, emotional, physical cheating, or even just something simple as lying to spare my feelings, basically, because I'm a very anxious person about these kinds of things. I think I'm pretty mature when it comes to that, and I would prefer that people are open about their intentions and are honest about what they're thinking without having to fear any repercussions, because I'm generally a very, when I'm not hot-headed, I'm a generally very very laid-back person, I guess, to talk to you. All the following questions I will likely not answer because, as I said, I'm not really here for any of the smut talk. Again, no offense, but if I maybe get like one or two replies, I don't even know if this is like already too long of a thing. I don't generally know how long these audio things go. So yeah. I wish all of you a very, very nice end of the week and a nice weekend once it finally arrives.